Yeah, roger that. Yeah, well, I mean, I've had all kinds of antennas when I lived in Detroit and stuff. You know, I had PDL-2s and astral planes and your regular half-wave ground plane with the three arms coming out, three radios sticking out. And I had a 5/8 wave once, but I never put it up. That thing was way too damn tall, though. But when I moved up north, I started with a half-wave ground plane, and I don't know, I think it fell, something happened to it, and it got damaged really bad, and somebody gave me an Antron, and I had that thing up there for years, and I mean years, man. That thing never gave me a lick of problem, got out good. I used to pump my, I had a lot of amplifiers, but I had a Demco Demon 750. I was getting close to a little over $1,000 out of it, and I was pumping it through that thing and never heard it. Match stayed flat all the way across the board. When I finally moved out of there, I couldn't take the antenna with me, so I gave it to a buddy of mine up there who wanted it. We took it down and we looked at the tip of the fiberglass, you know, the little ball on the end of the tip of the fiberglass. You could see it was black from where lightning had hit it. But that fiberglass, man, you had to handle it with gloves on, man. The coating came off and everything, and that stuff, man, that, you know, you handling it, man, that fiberglass cut into your hand, man, and made it itch and all kinds of stuff.
Sure, WSBN 300, Bay City.